USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden commemorated the 22nd anniversary of the 9/11 attacks in Alaska.
I join you on this solemn day to renew our sacred vow. Never forget.
At a memorial ceremony in Anchorage's Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, he praised the unity and resilience of Americans following the tragedy. The visit followed his participation in the G20 summit in India and a trip to Vietnam. Former President Donald Trump marked the 22nd anniversary of the September 11th attacks by posting a video on his Truth Social platform.
Today, on this solemn anniversary of those monstrous attacks, we remember the 2,977 precious souls who were savagely taken from us on that morning 22 years ago, leaving a void that can never be filled, can never be filled. No matter what happens, it can never be filled.
In the two-minute video, Trump acknowledged that the events are permanently etched in our minds. Congress is back in session, and it has less than 3 weeks before government funding runs out. Congress has not cleared any of its 12 annual appropriations bills, though there has been more progress than in years past. The House and Senate agree that a temporary stopgap measure is needed to avert a government shutdown on October 1st. An updated COVID-19 vaccine has been signed off by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration as a way to fight off the new Omicron subvariant of the coronavirus. The booster shots from Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech have been approved for people 12 and older. The vaccines could become available soon after the CDC director signs off on them. A cyber attack targeting MGM Resorts resulted in the temporary shutdown of a number of hotel systems today in Las Vegas and across the country. According to sources, some hotel guests found themselves unable to access their rooms at prominent Vegas resorts due to malfunctioning electronic room keys. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
Former New York City Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik told Newsmax on Monday that he was appalled by the attendance of some people at Monday's September 11 ceremony at Ground Zero, especially Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
This is a guy that's created a bigger threat to this country than we faced on September 10, 2001, by completely, intentionally, and willfully opening the U.S. borders.
Kerik was in charge of the NYPD when the 2001 attacks occurred. Michigan State University trustees have implemented a policy barring individuals with concealed carry licenses from bringing firearms onto campus. Previously, the university prohibited students and staff from possessing guns on campus, but allowed licensed members of the public. The new policy only permits concealed weapons for those passing through campus by vehicle and for authorized law enforcement. Just over half of Americans expect misinformation spread by AI will impact who wins the 2024 presidential election. That's according to a new Axios Morning Consult AI poll. The poll also found that 47% of Trump supporters and 27% of Biden supporters say AI would decrease their trust in election results. About one-third of all Americans. Such sentiments may fuel more doubts and anger around the 2024 presidential race. And Kilauea, Hawaii's second largest volcano and one of the most active in the world, began erupting on Sunday after a two-month break. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.